I would say whistleblowing is a component of it. Obviously, that's a well-known term for I'm bringing information to you that you need to know that you weren't otherwise aware of. But our system can be used in so many more broadened ways. And you alluded to this a little bit of, you know, maybe it's someone coming forward that has a question that they don't feel comfortable tagging their name to, like, you know, what mental health resources are available. Or maybe it's an example of I'm really worried about my teammate. Their parent recently passed away, and I think they're drinking too much. And, you know, how can I get him or her help? So it doesn't always have to be the extreme of a whistleblower report. It could be just someone coming in and seeking questions, providing feedback. And frankly, we see people sometimes use the system to highlight positives, especially during COVID when people were separated and not able to have those traditional in-person interactions, and to highlight to their administration or leadership and to say, hey, you know, Chris or Rick was so influential in helping me through this difficult time and getting me back from an injury. And I just wanted to make sure you were aware of that because you might not know it otherwise. So again, in today's news, we obviously focused on the issues, and that's obviously a big reason that people implement our system. But we do see much broadened use around other ways that people might choose to communicate in a confidential way.